Hi, this is Variety Shunavere for Akashi Media Podcast Live Part 2. Part 2 of the Man Act. Oh, nah. Okay, the Man Act is supposed to be used for R. Kelly's conviction. You know, and the woman that was talking, then she was the white chick that was talking, that was saying that she was just so proud of y'all bravery and all that. Girl, you part of the Black Lives Matter. I know I've seen your face somewhere before. I don't never forget a face. That's one thing I don't. Okay, let me go this route with you. Okay, first of all, white folks went back and forth to Africa to bring Africans to America. And other cultures, like Indians as well. But I'm just going to stick to right now, Africans. Just solo on that. That was kidnapping. That was trafficking. You know, that was murdering. Also, on the ship, on the ocean. Who did y'all protect? Nobody. I mean, the Man Act means to protect white slaves. Well, you know, technically speaking, I'm from the Igbo tribe. My last name is Oyibo. That means white African. But you still didn't protect us, though. I mean, y'all went back and forth getting Africans on a ship, kidnapping them from different parts of the continent of Africa to bring them by force, put them on a ship to America. That's kidnapping and trafficking. So, why do a white woman and white children need to be protected? You have to protect the African women and children. Y'all was cutting their pregnant bellies with the babies out their bellies. I don't get that part, because I'm straight up from ancestry of the Bantu expansion. Straight up. And that's 480,000 years ago of my ancestry being in existence of life. And still multiplying life. 480,000 years later, almost a million years, and I'm able to be detected. Thank God, the glory to my great first mother of life, of the Bantu, the first mother, which is from Bantu, Lucy. Lucy was a monkey. So since you guys want to use that on the R. Kelly case, well, since y'all so quick to be, you know, hitting on Haitians and everything, and not letting them come into the American border, y'all want to do that with the Latinos, but since y'all want to deport R. Kelly back to Nigeria or Ghana, because that's where his true ancestry is, keeping it real with you, deport him back to Nigeria or Ghana. Because I got 50 blocks of real estate over there. We got on Akoon Street, White Beach Deck Resort Hotel that I own as well. You know, my stepfather is Yeboah from Ghana. He started the Western Union in West Africa in the 1970s. My grandfather discovered the North Pole. He's a scholar. Was. Flag. Stand right there. We're star childs. We're the North Star children. Seriously. My relative is, he was Matthew Henson, who discovered the North Pole. And then we got Narendra Modi, who also is running India right now, who's my blood, my family. than my family or the Patels. We own 80 to 90% of the hotel industry in America. Because y'all told my people to go back to where they come from. But they went on ahead and just went under siege and started opening up hotels and stuff. Buying up apartment buildings. But to y'all, it was called the projects. But underneath y'all nose, we just lived inside those buildings as hotels and motels, which they call them potels as well. And I'm a po child too. And I'm the daughter of Florence Ballard from the Supremes. So deport him then. Just deport R. Kelly back to his nation where he really from. Let me sitting up here talking about protect no white woman with no man act. Something done in the 1910. That's when my grandmother was born. 1910. What are you talking about? Just to point him back to his nation then. Where he from. His blood. His ancestry. So he can go back to his tribes. And let his tribes take care of him then. Let us handle it. I mean, didn't nobody ask y'all to bring us over here anyway? What y'all talking about? Protect white slaves from prostitution. Y'all did prostitution and more to Africans. And they never did a time in jail. And y'all still doing it. And the only reason why y'all think y'all big and bad in them uniforms, in the police uniforms, is because y'all went up in there in the Native American tribal areas and killed all the Native Americans off. And then those who really were kings and queens, which were Nagas, and I mean N-A-G-A. Now, when y'all call nigger, that's really what 1G. It's Niger, really, to be honest with you, to be correct on how to pronounce it. But it is from origin of Nigeria. So you do understand there was a place where they came from. You know, so it wasn't like you took everybody and killed everybody from Nigeria because you didn't have the manpower to do that. So my thing is, since y'all deporting Haitians, that's African, well, deport him back to Africa then. He ain't got to do time over here. Just deport him back to Africa. Over there, he can have more than one wife anyway. Let him be yourself. Let him go to Dubai. Let him be yourself. Let him do him. Because that's really, really our roots. Because all this stuff with like one woman and all this stuff, that's colonial. That's not really what he is. He's really acting out really what he is. He's like a wild animal who's been taken out of the forest of his own land. And he needs to be put back out there so he can roam around like the lions. Just let them do that. I mean, y'all in the business of deporting anyway because y'all think y'all big and bad with them badges on anyway. The only reason why y'all big and bad with them badges because y'all went up there in a Native American tribal area, killed off all the original people. Then some of y'all that came from other cultures had bad diseases, spread it and killed 90% of the Native American originals anyway. We're copper Eskimos. The original Cherokees and all that were dark people. Indigenous people were dark people. If you look at the people that was with my grandfather on the excursion to discovering the North Pole, we were dark folks. Very dark folks. They weren't white. They was dark. Had a few whites on the journey, but the people that showed them how to get to where they needed to go on the sled, those people were dark. It was dark Indians. So why don't y'all just deport R. Kelly back to Africa? Because that's where he from. That's his roots. That's his ancestry. I mean, y'all doing that so big right now on horses like Yankee Doodle. Because y'all still in the mindset of Yankee Doodle. Anyway. Because y'all really think y'all can make it out here without us anyway. That's really our mindset. Because y'all real brainwashed on that anyway. We came over here anyway, if y'all was acting right, to really help y'all out. But see, y'all want to twist it all up like y'all just really got it good. But y'all do. Y'all had it good with them guns. That outfit. That uniform. Take that shit off. Take that shit off. And then you'll be normal like everybody else. Because that's the only thing that make your head swell up every day is when you got to put in character of being in a uniform with a bullet. Seriously. And y'all really didn't arm that. All that shit came from the KKK, because the KKK got into the tribes, and then y'all start calling yourselves Cherokee. Something that y'all wasn't even in the beginning. But y'all can keep the Cherokee. Y'all can keep the Blackfeet, the Blackfoot. You can keep them labels, because y'all don't want to pay us what we're entitled to anyway with the reparations, because we're doing well already in Nigeria and all these other cultures. We already on the bitcoins and everything else too. We still creating technology. That's where it's from. We getting paid $1 billion to create the technology as well. So we're ahead of y'all game anyway. So when the technology comes over here in y'all squad car, we made that. We made that. We got African boys right now making cars by their hand without a machine. Without a manufacturer. Geniuses. Geniuses. You think you don't need us. We can all go back. Because that's where we from. We natural habitat. Ain't nobody over there, millions and millions and millions of Africans right now walking around with no mask on. Just to be honest with you. They ain't got no vaccinations over there. They're not even doing that. They got all the herbs, everything that come from God, straight from the ground. Anything of purity and real, straight from the ground. Seriously, y'all did so much dirt to Africans. Y'all trying to play the role with one black man. Trying to play the role and flip it all up. Like y'all so care so much about what these women are going through. Y'all not caring about these women. What, have y'all paid them? Have y'all gave them money? How y'all supporting them, or are they on their own? You know, that's straight boule to me. That is just like straight boule to me. Because you guys are not giving nothing out. You guys pretend like y'all doing affordable housing. Everybody outside in the tents, as far as I can see. I don't see nobody up in no house. Y'all real particular about that. Because everything that a Native American was entitled to, y'all stole. They're supposed to have their own police departments. But y'all stole that to make it all white to work for you. People came over here as kings and kings and queens. My grandson looked just like Sir Siege from India. He was a 10-year-old king from India. He looks just like his ancestry. Y'all took off all their clothes and put them on yourselves and called yourselves presidents. Let the guy go back home to his homeland and just deport R. Kelly back to Africa. Deport him to Africa, to Nigeria, so he can roam with the lions. That's all you gotta do. Because y'all deporting Haitians, why not deport him? Because anybody should be able to go back freely. Nobody asked to come over here anyway. It wasn't like it was a vacation. Y'all stole people from over there. Y'all brought them from over there. Y'all committed the crimes. You want everybody else to do time for you, but you don't want to do the time. For all these people, all these murders and hangings and everything. You guys just want to try to protect yourself and unalive stuff. Just send them people fucking back. You don't think people going to enjoy and love Africa? People leave America all the time and love Africa. They love Nigeria. They love the love and respect that they get when they go home. It's not even the same thing. They're not even called black. They're called Nigerian. Soon as they get off the plane, they know exactly what tribe they belong from. He don't even need to keep the name Robert. Hell, he could just name himself all over again. Because he's still what he is. And it don't matter who y'all brought over here to America, the blood, the saliva, these people are still who they are. They're still Igbos. They're still Yorubas. They're still who they are through ancestry. They still got cousins. that's still over there that they can go home to their own families, their own ancestry. Why stay here? You're trying to justify racism and prejudice over and over and over again. Man act for a white slave, for prostitution. As much as y'all fuck black people, and all you got all these people down here in New Orleans and what Giant did to Africans? Are you serious? That's so fucking racist. Send his ass back home to Africa. Shit. This is Variety Shunavir Fakashi Media Podcast Live talking about the Mann Act that's being used for the R. Kelly conviction trial. Oh my God, you people tripping.